Archers for the week 10 to 15 June 2001.
For Bert, things are getting back to normal.
Morning, David.
Hey, she's rather gorgeous, isn't she?
Who? Oh, Mabel over there.
Mabel?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Great name for a Greek goddess.
Oh, that's what Joe called her, or so my Frieda said.
Not one of Eddie's, by any chance?
Ooh, matter of fact, it is. Oh. Not bad, is she?
Very nice. She's definitely improving.
Joe just brought her round yesterday while I was overdoing the young stock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, presented her to my Frieda. Never took no money for it, just cos she told him she liked it.
Really?
Yeah. She'd seen one like it in Eddie's garden, or one similar, so Joe said he'd get her one. And now he has.
Oh, good old Joe.
Yeah, surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, especially after all them things I was saying about him.
His great-uncle Fred?
It wasn't his great-uncle, it was my... Ah, yeah, you're pulling my leg, ain't you?
I reckon the whole county knows about your great-uncle by now, Bert.
I reckon they do.
And now Joe's giving you Mabel here. Or rather, he's giving her to Frieda.
Oh, sort of peace offering, I think.
Huh?
To tell the truth, I feels a bit awkward about it. Getting so worked up over that broadcast of his.
Oh, I dare say if you buy him a pint sometime, he'll let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, good idea. I'll do that.
And as it happens, I may be able to help.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I just call round to see if you give us a hand for 10 minutes. Those new heifers of ours, we want to run them out to Broadfield.
Oh, good idea. Nice bit of grazing up there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to trouble you on a Sunday, but if you wouldn't mind.
No trouble at all, David.
Oh, thanks. And then, afterwards, you could join us for a pint in the bull.
Oh.
I'd say there was a fair chance of Joe being in there this morning, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sorry to hold you up, Debbie.
No problem. I'm just about finished here anyway. Just got the creep feeders to do.
Only with your mother on at me to get on with my packing.
She's getting excited, isn't she?
Yeah, I may not get much chance to go over things.
It's okay. I think I've got a pretty good idea what needs to be done.
I'm sure you have.
But if it'll make you feel happier.
Well, you will chase up on the combine people. That's the most important thing.
Mm.
If it's not running as sweet as a nut in 2 weeks' time, we're in trouble.
It will be. Trust me.
Now, you've done the grain stores. Insecticide all run.
Yep.
And you put it on the sheets, the farm assurance.
Of course.
What about the trailers? You've done there?
Lights, brakes, tyres, general greasing, all entered on the sheets.
And you've sorted out the canvas tops?
One for each trailer, all checked for wear and tear, ready in the machinery shed.
Good.
Do you want to make sure I folded them up the right way?
I'm sorry, Debbie. I know I'm being a pain in the bum.
Just a bit.
But you know what I'm like.
I should do.
And it's the combine I'm most worried about. I suppose if there were any problems, we'd have heard.
Exactly.
In any case, you're more than capable of sorting it out.
I think so.
I'm sorry. I do trust you, honestly.
Look, you just go and have a good time, all right?
That's just because I feel guilty. Leaving you to cope on your own just when we're getting busy.
Dad, you don't need to be. I'll enjoy it. And I want you to enjoy yourself, too.
I'll try.
So no phoning me up every 5 minutes.
All right.
I mean it, Dad. You deserve a holiday.
Oh, thanks. So I won't pretend the last few months have been easy.
Well, you can forget all about them for 2 weeks.
I suppose I can, though.
Of course you can. Got such a competent daughter to leave in charge?
Indeed I. But I was thinking about Matt Crawford, and there's no need to worry about him anymore.
No.
Thank goodness I got that settled. I couldn't have enjoyed a holiday with all that hanging over me.
Oh, you do know there's a board meeting while you're away, don't you? I noticed on the calendar.
Oh, yes, but I've had the agenda. It's all routine stuff. Oh, I don't need to worry about.
Good.
Some of the paperwork won't wait there. I should go through that with you.
Yeah, Dad, I think I'm across it.
I know, but I'd like to be sure, if you don't mind.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we discuss it over a nice pre-lunch drink at the ball?
Poachers I have known. You know, I did that one a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, there must be something else.
Look at this. Just look at this.
Yeah, you got any poaching stories I could use tomorrow?
Not that you can broadcast without getting me arrested. Ahem. Look at this, Dad.
It's a £20 note. We've seen one before.
And you'll be seeing a lot more. I just sold one of my ornaments.
Did you? Yeah, not one of them pigs.
No. Oh, what's more than £20 for them? One of them little rabbits.
Oh, well, it takes all sorts, I suppose. Yeah, what about Baggy?
I knew if I put that sign up, I'd get the brunt of him. What about him?
Has he got any poaching stories?
Well, don't you ask him. Look, you could be a bit more enthusiastic about this.
20 quid? We ain't going to be able to retire to the Bahamas, are we?
That's only the start. Now people are getting out and about a bit more.
Well, if you say so. Yeah, or Snatch.
Then we're going to be talking real money.
Yeah, I bet he could tell a tale or two. What do you think?
Look, I've told your dad. Ask them yourself. Right, do you know what I'm going to do?
Hey, your old dad a bit of attention.
Yeah. Take them down at market near Leighton Cross next weekend. I'm bound to shift a few there.
Yeah. Well, why don't you? In fact, why don't you sit off now and leave me in peace?
Rattled your cage.
Eddie, would you just leave me to it while I got the house to myself? Harry's busy getting the dinner on.
Good. Where's Ed?
Going to bother Fallon while she's doing her studying. Takes after you.
Well, I won't disturb you any more, Mr. Dickens.
I put a lot into my broadcast. It takes some thought, you know.
I just thought you might like to join me in celebrating my first sale with a quick drink down the bull. I don't want to deprive the world of another masterpiece. I'll leave you to it.
No, hang on, Eddie.
You've got to put your art first, I understand.
Yeah, well, it ain't as simple as that.
That cow we had as could paint was the same. No feeding her once she got that brush tied to her tail.
Yeah, well, I got, what do they call it, a writer's block. A pint is just what I need to get the creative juices flowing again.
Oh, you don't say. Oh, come on then, get your coat.
Oh, it's such a lovely day.
Same set fair too. Reckon we'll be able to make a start on haymaking?
Well, I hope so.
We've got the lambs to sort out first.
Mm. And I want to chase up the shearers again. They should be able to fit us in, I think.
Gonna be busy. We'd better get us all another drink in. Relax while we can.
Oh, thanks, Bert. Just a half for me.
And I'll have a mineral water.
Right.
Thanks. Good old Bert.
Forget what he did for us.
Ruth, can we join you?
Of course, sit down.
Morning.
Hello.
It's gorgeous out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't often see you and Debbie down here together.
No, well, it was her suggestion. I've been annoying her, so she needed a break.
So come on, Debbie. Fill me in on all the gossip I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, Lord, shall we leave these girls to it?
Oh, Dad, don't be so sexy.
I'm sorry, but I've rather had my fill of girl talk since your Aunt Lillian practically moved in with us.
Has she?
She's there as we speak.
When are you off?
Next Sunday.
Oh, you lucky beggar. 2 weeks in the sun.
It won't be that warm in Johannesburg.
Oh, it will be in Durban. Are you going there too?
Yes, yeah, and a game park.
Fantastic.
Oh, I bet Alice is looking forward to it.
Actually, she's not coming with us.
Oh.
Didn't want to take her out of school, so she's staying with a friend for a fortnight.
Ah, I see.
She's quite cool about it.
She's getting to the age when she'd rather be with her friends than her family.
Pip seems to have reached that age already. She's got so many sleepovers planned.
Be fair. She missed seeing her friends all that time. She doesn't want to be away next weekend.
Oh. Got something nice planned?
No. It's just it's my birthday and Father's Day. We haven't really had a chance
to... somebody's lucky day. Well, well, well. Come, that explains a lot of things.
What?
Well, the cat's away.
What are you looking at?
Dad, mostly women are gossips.
Don't stare, David.
Well, they're not going to notice. They've got eyes for each other. Well,
not very discreet.
They're quite well tucked away.
How long's that been going on, I wonder?
Well, they were together at the mosaic ceremony last week.
Oh, yeah, you said.
You're a silly girl.
Not like Brenda.
Don't you think so? What a piece I'd have said. She showed herself naive and immature enough at work.
I still can't believe she'd be taken in by someone like him.
She must know about him and Lillian.
Yeah, you'd have spun her some line.
Yeah, what's going to happen when Lillian finds out?
Just hope I'm out of the country.
Young Ed don't look too happy.
Fallon sent him away with a flea in his ear, didn't she?
Oh, is he studying?
Jolene says she's really sticky to him.
It's a pity Ed don't follow her example.
Yeah, he'll do all right.
Yeah, maybe. But it would stop Clary going on about this bill she reckons the school's going to send for the exams he's missed.
Well, he says they won't bother.
Well, he would, wouldn't he?
I'll tell you one thing. If they do send it, I ain't going to bother to bait.
Morning, Joe. Eddie.
Morning, Bert.
Lovely morning.
It was. But if you're going to start whinging on about his great-grandfather being your great-uncle...
I wasn't, although that wasn't... Still, I didn't come to talk about that.
Good.
Actually, Joe, I've come to say thank you.
Thank you?
To me?
Yes. For giving my Frieda her statue.
Right.
It looks a real picture in the rose bed.
Yeah, oh, right.
And the veg you planted for me is coming up a treat. And I really appreciate it. All you did.
Oh, well, it's all very much.
Ain't that nice?
Yeah, that garden was a weight on my mind while I was stuck up at Brookfield.
Well, whatever meat's for. If I can help somebody as I walk along life's way...
I really used to brood about things.
Well, it's all over, isn't it?
Might have got things a bit out of proportion recently.
Well, that was the best of us.
At least you didn't kill no ferrets.
Anyway, I probably shouldn't have said some of the things I did about Joe's jottings.
You won't pretend you didn't hurt my feelings, because you did.
Well, I know. And these stories, I suppose they sort of belong to all of us, don't they?
Ah, well, exactly. Like Wayne Foley says, they're our cultural heritage.
Lucky for you.
Well, I'm glad you sees it like that, Bert, because I never meant to offend.
No, that's what I thought. And when I remembered the work you did in my garden...
Yeah, well, it's all very touchy.
In fact, I'm going to say so on my show tomorrow.
Really?
Ah, really.
I don't know what to say.
How about, what would you like to drink?
Oh, right, yeah, of course. Same again.
Ah,
mine's a pint.
Right.
You must be going soft in your old age. First you give him one of my statues, now you're going to apologise to him on air.
I didn't say that. At least he's given me an idea.
Oh, yeah? What?
Listen to my programme. You'll find out.
Scott isn't letting the grass grow as he and Brenda have a lunchtime tryst.
Mm. Well, I enjoyed those.
You'd be the first person who did. There's only the one sandwich shop nearby and it's pretty grotty. Not what you're used to at Grey Gables.
Well, maybe not. But the company's better.
Is it?
You know it is.
So, what's Lillian doing today?
Dunno. Still sleeping off last night's hangover when I left.
All right.
Darling, you don't need to worry about Lillian. I've told you.
I know, but
you trust me, don't you? I thought you did.
Of course I do.
Good. So that's all right then. So, is it okay if I stick around?
Are you sure that'll be all right with...
Brenda Honeybunch.
Sorry. Yeah, of course. Stay.
Good. Because I really enjoyed it last week.
Did you?
Yeah. Joe's a real old character, isn't he? Straight out of central casting.
Brenda, have you seen Joe? I just wanted... Oh. Hello.
No, he's not here yet.
Wayne, great to see you again.
Yes, getting to be a bit of a habit, isn't it?
Is there a problem, then?
Not with Joe, no. Just wanted to find out what his story was so I could do a good intro.
I admire you. I know some people see local radio as a bit of a backwater.
Oh, do they?
Not me. For me, it's where it's at. It's my professional opinion.
Scott's an actor, you know.
Yes.
And I've done some presenting.
Oh, really?
And radio.
Oh, fascinating. You must tell me about it sometime when we're not so busy. Have you checked the studio, Brenda?
Yes, of course.
I'd love to. I'm really interested in this project the station has, shadowing the docusoap at Grey Gables. And as I'm staying there myself, I was wondering...
Yes, I know you are. I saw you there last night.
Last night?
Oh, how did the speech go?
Oh, the usual after-dinner crowd. I did see something rather interesting, though.
Oh, look. Here comes Joe now. Joe, great to see you again. Really looking forward to this afternoon's gig.
Oh, are you? Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no problem.
You're a good 20 minutes before the show starts.
I bet you were off taking a long walk down memory lane, weren't you? Finding something really special to wow us with this afternoon.
It's always special. He ain't coming on the show, was he?
No, he isn't. Come on through, Joe. Brenda, could you see your friend out?
No need. I'd love to stay if I could. Soak up the atmosphere, pick up on all the tricks of the trade.
Is that okay, Wayne?
I suppose so. Though I doubt there's much I can teach you.
This grass has come on well.
Needed to. It was slow enough getting started.
Oh, this is great. The energy levels must be well up by now. They'll have plenty of fibre to keep up butterfats.
You reckon?
Definitely. They'll be milking so well off this, we'll have to get a bigger bulk tank. What are you laughing at?
Not laughing, I'm smiling.
Well, don't. It's putting me off.
I'd just love to hear you waxing lyrical about grass.
Just get on you and connect up that fence and quick about it.
Okay, boss.
You can mock, but this is what's going to put money in the bank, this stuff here.
Yeah, I know.
The most cost-effective feed there is for that herd of ours, and it's all homegrown.
Yeah, with the help of the odd bag of nitrogen.
Oh, that's something else I've been thinking about. We should be keeping more clover in these swards.
My word, there's no stopping you this morning, is there?
You finished that yet?
Yep. There you go, fence on.
Well, aren't you going to test it?
No, you can do that. You're sparky enough already.
Chicken.
What makes you so bright and breezy anyway?
Nothing special. I just think we've got a lot to look forward to.
Have we?
You know we have. There's the 20 lovely heifers for a start.
Thanks to me.
Okay, thanks to you. Yep, that's on.
Good.
Grass is growing, the milk's flowing, and before very much longer we'll be selling our own lamb in our own branded packs.
Yeah, after our whole marketing programme's been knocked off the rails by foot and mouth.
But we're looking to the future now.
Oh, right, sorry.
And if that's not enough, we'll soon be selling our Hereford beef.
Hope so.
In fact, we seem to be doing everything the market's been asking for. Now, isn't that brilliant planning or what?
Well, now you bring it up, I suppose I have been fairly astute.
What do you mean, you?
Well, I don't like to brag, but they have been mostly my ideas, let's be honest. The heifers, the Herefords.
The Herefords?
Yes, plus the Hassett Hills lamb.
Come off it!
The two silage clamps, the extended grazing. What are you doing?
There you go, clever clods.
Ow.
You can have some of your grazing back.
It's gone all the way to...
Good, I hope it's got ants in it.
Having a good game, you two, are you?
Sorry, Bert, just put grass down my pack.
Oh, well, excuse me for interrupting.
It's okay, you're not.
Yeah, well, we've done all the water troughs. Only the one over Long Acre's blocked up again.
Well, couldn't you fix it?
Well, I could have done, but I was wondering if I could take my break early.
Yes, okay, I'll see to it then.
Do you think this is wise, Bert?
What, taking my break early?
Listening to Joe Grundy on the radio. You know how cross you got last week.
No, he's going to apologise.
Oh, really? Well, you wouldn't want to miss that.
Oh, he says he's going to put the record straight.
Well, I reckon we all ought to listen. An apology from Joe Grundy's got to be a historic occasion.
Joe's told me he's got something really special for us this week.
It should be good.
But first, I believe there's a little announcement you want to make. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, it sounds like trouble.
Come to my attention that last week's story upset an old pal of mine.
I'll say it did.
Is that Bert Fry?
Yeah.
Our phone-in listeners thought it was one of your best.
Only because I didn't let Bert through.
We're so lucky to have you.
To clear up this misunderstanding.
Oh, this should be good.
Now, as you'll recall, I told you this story happened to my great-great-great-grandfather.
Yes, or was it great-great-great-great?
He really isn't that funny, is he?
It happened to his great-uncle.
Well, maybe they were the same person.
See what I mean?
How closely knit our village communities are.
No, I don't think so. But that ain't the point. And I know my old mate agrees with me, because we settled it over a pint on Sunday.
Oh, I bet they did.
The point is, these stories belongs to all of us. I know that's what you reckon, Wayne.
Not very original.
So this week...
This week, I've got a very special story, and I want to dedicate it to my old friend, Bert.
What?
He's had a tough time recently. Catching up at home after being in isolation on a farm.
Oh, dear.
With all the jobs his lovely wife had lined up for him.
You ought to be fronting this, you know, Brenda.
I looked after his garden for him, you know.
But not his wife, I hope.
I mean, how lame was that?
I hope Freda's not listening.
So she's a fine figure of a woman. But like I say, he's had a tough time, so I want to tell you one of his stories this afternoon.
Now, you are sure it is his?
Oh, good point, Wayne.
I remember when he told me. We were sitting by the fireside one cold winter's night.
Sounds promising.
He told me the tale of old John Briar and his terrible revenge on the wicked squire.
Oh, now, the old devil!
Briar,
I don't believe it!
Hands for a living. He always knew when he was visiting the village.
What's the matter?
That you could hear his pots and pans.
He told it before!
Miles around. He was known every kitchen
at
the
Halloween do at Arkwright Hall.
Cook.
Does that matter?
Well, it's not Bert's story.
So?
And the prettiest of them all was Sarah.
So Bert will go bananas.
But John Briar wasn't the only one who thought so.
Start ringing up again.
The squire thought so too.
You'll handle him, sweetie.
And
now shush, there's a love.
What did Sarah think of her two admirers?
It's just getting interesting.
Sarah, she goes through the door into that damp, dark place.
Doesn't she look sweet?
John Briar
Yeah. Lying on the floor with his face deadly pale.
Doesn't look much like Kent, though.
Don't think so.
It's me.
Well,
it's Sarah.
No, not really.
And he opens his eyes with his cracked lips.
Oh, I can see it.
And he whispers
to her. The mouth.
Oh, I suppose so. Oh, do you want this on?
I don't think I do.
Oh, good.
We missed the beginning anyway. Shall I get the rest? I left them in the kitchen.
No. In a minute. Let's just enjoy this sunshine.
Jill was really pleased to get some more photos.
Meriel. It's a pretty name, isn't it, really? Mm. It's unusual.
I wonder if they'll have her christened.
Doubt it.
You never know. Who would have thought that Kate...
Yeah, did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Good God, Bert, what's the matter?
Hear what?
Calm down a bit.
Oh, Joe's chatting.
Oh, no, here we go.
Only a bit of it. We've just switched it off.
Well, I switched it off and all. Oh, you just couldn't take no more.
What's he said this week?
Well, we didn't hear that much.
Oh, John Breyer, the one he told last Halloween at Arkwright Hall.
Oh, well, we didn't go to that, did we?
No, we had our own Halloween.
Oh, well, you didn't miss nothing. Load of old rubbish. And he has the nerve to say it's moist horrid.
But nobody believes anything he says. I don't know why you got so het up about it last week.
That ain't all. Things he said about my Frieda. Disgraceful.
Was she in the story?
No. He was in it. His so-called apology.
What did he say?
Oh, he said she was a fine figure of a woman. But I'm not having another man saying that about my wife. Oh, I'm going to ring that radio station now. Get this sorted out once and for all.
Maybe it would be a good idea if you... Oh, dear.
Let him go before Joe pays Frieda any more compliments.
Yes, Bert, I appreciate what you're saying. I'll let Wayne know. Okay, bye.
Let Wayne know what?
Bert Fry says that wasn't his story at all and Joe's told it before.
Right, well, I'll bear that in mind.
Thanks. Has Scott gone?
Yes. Offered Joe a lift on the back of his Harley.
You're joking?
Yeah, he was up for it, but... Eddie came. Not before time.
Yeah.
I mean, I love old Joe, but he can go on a bit.
Yeah, he certainly can.
Doesn't always get the message. Doesn't know when he's not wanted.
No. Look, I'm sorry. I know I've been pushing it, having Scott sit in so much.
Mm. Look, I'm fairly easygoing about visitors to the show normally.
Yes,
but...
you are, and I didn't mean to take advantage.
But when he's here, I don't think your mind's on the job.
Sorry. It won't happen again.
Good.
It's just it's been tricky for us to meet. Anyway, that's my problem.
Quite a large problem, I should say. Do you want to talk about it?
Not really.
I don't want to see you get hurt.
I won't.
I saw Scott and Lillian Bellamy together at Grey Gables last night. Whatever he's been telling you...
I don't want to talk about it.
Not like you, Brenda.
He's going to tell her.
Oh, of course he is.
He is. He's just waiting for the right moment.
Oh, Brenda, you're breaking my heart.
Look, I didn't start this conversation. As long as I don't let my private life interfere with my work...
And it won't? Even when she finds out and he dumps you and goes running back to his sugar mummy?
That won't happen. It's very kind of you to be concerned, but you really don't need to worry. It's going to be fine.
Jack has mislaid Caroline.
Do you know where Caroline is, Linda? She doesn't seem to be in her office.
Oh, she's working at home this morning.
Oh, could you get her on the phone for me then? I really need to speak to her.
I'm sorry, Mr. Woolley. I'm afraid I can't. She gave strict orders she wasn't to be disturbed.
But if she's working...
Well, that's the point. She's trying to devise a brand new marketing strategy for getting guests back to the hotel.
We could do with what?
She'll be back this afternoon.
I'll give her a ring anyway. I want to talk to her about the docu-soap, and that's marketing.
No, she won't answer the phone. I've had the production company onto me twice because all they're getting is the answering machine.
Twice? What did they want?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
You should have put them on to me.
Well, I didn't know where you were.
You knew I was in the building. I've been inspecting, seeing what needs refurbishing before they start filming.
Well, it does make you very difficult to find.
I hope it doesn't put them off.
Worrying, isn't it? But, you know, I think I have the solution.
Well, I should go round to the Dow House.
No, 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 no. Much simpler than that. Appoint me liaison officer.
Hmm? Liaison? With who?
The TV company. Caroline's got her hands full running the hotel. You're retired.
Yes, but,
they need someone they can deal with when you two aren't around, and I'm always here.
I suppose it's not a bad idea.
And, of course, I do have experience of the filmmaking process.
Do you?
Yes. My video, Mr. Woolley. Not to mention
Yes. All right, all right. It's a good idea. See if you can get them on the phone and find out what they want.
Certainly.
And let me know. I'll be taking a look at the Royal Garden Suite.
Right, you are.
If I can get in. There was a do not disturb notice last time I looked.
Yes, I'm sure there was. Now, should get them on call back. Ah, yes. Good morning. Could I speak to Martina, please? Tell her it's the location manager at Grey Gables.
Oh, nothing like makeup sex, is there?
Almost worth having the rows.
Almost. Maybe we should get up now, though.
Should we?
Oh, give the cleaning staff a chance to do their stuff.
Who cares about them?
I'm sure I heard them scrabbling at the door a while back.
I didn't.
No, well, you were otherwise occupied.
I was, wasn't I?
Di, I'm starving.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Well, I am. We missed breakfast and I've been expending a lot of energy.
And I haven't.
Don't you fancy a gourmet lunch in the restaurant?
I'll tell you what I fancy.
Oi! Get off!
I'm trying to do you a favour here.
Is that the one Bert mentioned?
Yeah. Shouldn't take me too long to fix it, though.
Go on, move over. It's so warm. He should be ready, don't you think?
Hope so. With this forecast, we want to get on with it if we can.
Yeah.
We'll take a look in a minute, anyway. Get off!
Go on. Get away, shoot! They're so curious. Oh, I'm sure Herefords are more intelligent than other cattle.
You're just in love with them. There, that should do it. Hey, have you thought any more about getting those extra heifers recently? You've gone a bit quiet on it.
No, I'm still keen. Just biding me time, that's all. Thinking it through.
Yeah. Well, at least the ones we've got will have increased in value. There we are. Eureka.
Yeah, and we can get them in calf.
All right, and come and have a drink now.
Good thing I've been able to do the AI myself. We've been very lucky.
Yeah, we have, but that wasn't luck. That was your good judgment.
Well, whatever. Let's go and look at this hay.
And the curtain rail in number 6 has come away from the wall.
Oh, dear. No one's reported it.
It only happened this morning.
You'd think our guests would have worked out what a curtain pull is for by now.
Actually, Linda, I did it.
You? How?
I was standing on a chair to get a better look at them, and I slipped and sort of got tangled up.
You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
Oh, no, just the curtain rail. Mm. Anyway, how did you get on with the TV company?
Oh, Martina wasn't there, I'm afraid.
Well, doesn't she have a mobile?
Switched off. But I haven't been wasting my time. I've been reading a marvellous book I got from the library.
Now, Linda,
it tells you all you need to know, all the jargon.
You don't need to know
blondes,
anything.
Blondes, gels, redheads. It's fascinating.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Brenda.
Morning. Is Caroline available?
I'm afraid not.
She's working at home.
Do you want to leave a message? Not really. I just wanted to chat about this feature we'll be doing about your docu-soap thing.
We're going to be on the radio as well. Oh, marvellous multimedia coverage.
Is I'm dealing with all that now.
Oh, are you? Caroline didn't say...
No, it's a recent appointment. But
well, if Brenda's been talking to Caroline up to now, she might as well carry on.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Scott.
Morning.
Jack, hi. Lovely to see you, sweetie, but it isn't such a good time.
Oh, well, I came to see Caroline, but she's not available.
You can talk to me.
Maybe it would be simpler
if you came to see Caroline another time. Pity about your wasted journey, sugar. But I can walk you to your car.
OK. Tell Caroline I'll be in touch.
It really would be better if you... Oh, well.
I really don't care for that young man. Hi, Jack, indeed.
No, well, it's not men he wants to make himself popular with, is it?
Apparently not. Brenda, Sugar.
Yeah, I don't suppose she minds. You should have seen them last week at the mosaic ceremony.
Oh, Scott and Brenda?
Oh, yes. It was most...
Are you telling me...
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I didn't think.
But what about
Ian? No, please, I can't say any more. I shouldn't have been gossiping about one of the guests.
Well, I know Peggy's worried about her. She was so down last week. She and Scott had quarrelled.
Well, must have made it up then from the way that... No, I'm sorry. It's none of my business. And anyway, she's...
Morning, Jack. Oh. You come to keep the staff up to scratch?
Lillian, it's you.
Yes, last time I checked. Well, there's no need to look so surprised. I am staying here. Are there any messages for me?
No.
My friends have all given up on me, died and gone to Ambridge. That's what they're saying. Oh, don't look so serious, Jack. I was only joking.
Oh, yes. Can I buy you a drink, Lillian, in the bar?
Good idea.
I'm sorry?
Nearly lunchtime. An aperitif.
Mm.
But I wouldn't say no. But I need to find Scott first. Have you seen him?
No.
I can't find my sunglasses, and it's so bright. He might remember where I put them.
Maybe he's in the bar. Shall we see?
But you're very keen to get me drunk, Jack.
Just the most likely place for him to be.
Having an aperitif?
I'll just check in my car first. I might have left them there.
Oh, give me the keys. I'll go for you.
Oh, you can borrow mine.
No, thank you.
It's no trouble.
I know you're desperate to keep the few guests you've got, but you can take this personal service thing too far, you know. I shan't be long.
But Lillian... Oh, Lord.
Brenda will have gone by now, surely.
Scott's not back.
Well, I shouldn't worry. I'm sure he's had lots of experience handling these situations.
He may have. I haven't.
Sorry about this, sweetheart.
It's all right. I understand. I know it's a difficult situation for you. Oh,
you really are very special.
You'd better be getting in for your gourmet lunch.
One in a million. Mm.
If this is your chance to straighten things out.
It is.
Well, the sooner the better.
Yes. Though we have got time to say goodbye properly.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Lillian.
Yes. Well, come on, Scott. Where are your manners? Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
I'm Brenda Tucker.
Tucker? That's funny.
What?
Aren't you, yes, the milkman's daughter? Ah, congratulations, Scott. That's a twist.
Lillian, I can explain.
What's to explain? Actions speak louder than words, darling.
Where are you going?
What do you care?
Oh, God.
Darling, I'll have to go after her. The shock, who knows what she might do.
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you a ring. Lillian, wait for me! Lillian! Yeah, that's just about right, I'd say.
About a third in here.
But nice and leafy, isn't it? Plenty of bulk. I'll be able to start in the morning.
Great.
Better have a look at the hay bob this afternoon.
Good idea.
I haven't touched it since last year, and those tines can be a bit fragile.
Yeah.
But if I can get some mowing done in the morning...
Oh, I like haymaking.
It's hard work, but...
Oh, everyone likes to lend a hand, even in this day and age.
Yeah, it's a pity we shan't be able to call on Eddie and his small baler this year.
We'll find somebody.
Hope so. Of course, we might have to take a bit of a break when the shearers come.
We can work over the weekend. More volunteers.
You've got a lot of faith in human nature.
It's the bit everybody likes. Real old-fashioned farming.
Yeah. Suppose we'd better enjoy it while we can. Lillian, sweetheart, please let me in. What are you doing?
Packing.
Those are my clothes.
Exactly.
There's no need to... Hey, watch what you're doing with that. It's Armani.
I know it's Armani. I bought it for you. So, if I want to crumple it up, I will.
If you would just calm down.
Calm down? I find the man that I love...
Exactly.
And I thought love me.
I do.
Got a funny way of showing it.
Are you going to let me explain?
What's the point? Every time it's the same old story.
Don't you ever wonder why that is?
I know why it is. You can't keep your trousers zipped near anything in a skirt.
If that's what you think.
That's what I know.
Nothing to do with you.
Oh, because I'm so old and wizened, you can't bear to touch me. Thanks very much.
You know that isn't true. You've stopped loving me.
Oh, please, give me a break.
You won't let me explain what was going on just now.
I don't want to know.
You'd rather be with your family than me?
Oh, Scott, you've met my family. How could that possibly be true?
You've got no faith in me as an actor?
Look, if this is about that film money...
It's not about money. Except you think that will solve everything.
I do?
Yes. Scott's bored. Buy him a toy.
Well, you've never refused.
Don't listen to what he really wants.
Which is?
I want you to take me seriously. I want you to treat me like a man, not a boy.
Well, if you behave like one, outside of the bedroom.
What chance do I get? You're stifling me.
Nothing to do with you screwing around.
No discussion like adults of how this situation has come about.
Well, you know how it's come about.
Just your old standby, emotional blackmail. Always works, because you know I don't want to leave you.
Do I?
But you're asking too high a price.
Fidelity.
Freedom. If you love something, let it go. You can't do that, and it's destroying us.
Oh, I can. All right, then. Go. I'm not stopping you.
You mean that?
Yes.
All right. I will.
Fine. Fine, fine. Go on. See if I care.
Ruth and Jill have important business in Borchester.
They've got some really nice cards here, haven't they?
Yes, it's a good selection.
Good idea of yours to come.
Since we were in Underwoods anyway.
Do you think Phil would like this one?
Yes. He's very fond of those Dutch interiors.
I'm sure David would approve.
I don't know, men. He really should buy his cards for himself.
Oh, I don't mind. I feel a bit guilty about leaving him to get on with the haymaking, though.
He won't be able to get on with it unless you get those new tines for the hay bob, will he?
That's true. I'll get this, then. And where to next?
Actually, I've got to get something else here. If you want to pay and go ahead.
Not my birthday card from David, by any chance.
I didn't think the village shop had much.
Give me a moment, then, and I'll find one.
Don't you want it to be a surprise?
Oh, I don't mind keeping things low-key this year. In fact, I'm a bit superstitious about it.
Are you?
Yeah. I know it's daft, but, well, we had all those plans to go to Scarborough last year. Look what happened.
But that's all behind you now.
I know. But it sort of brings back memories.
All the more reason for making it a big celebration this year. How about this one?
But David wouldn't buy me one that big.
Well, he's not here, is he? Oh, new home. That's nice.
Yeah.
You get that for when Chris and George move.
There's no stopping you, is there?
I like cards.
You don't mind us hanging on at Brookfield till we all move, do you?
Of course not. What's the point of your moving back to the bungalow when we're all going to be playing general post in a few weeks anyway?
Oh, I just wondered if you wanted some time there on your own. Just the two of you, before you leave.
Plenty of time for that at Glebe Cottage.
Are you sure?
Yes, Brookfield's a family home.
Good.
Anyway, give us a chance to get the bungalow sorted out before we start letting it.
If people start coming back to the country for their holidays.
They will. Seen anything you like yet?
I've found one for Lillian.
Sorry you're leaving.
Yeah, maybe that should be sorry you've left.
Do you think he has?
Jennifer certainly hoped so, didn't she?
You can understand it. However upset Lillian is, it might be for the best.
I don't think it'll be for the best for Brenda if she's gone with him.
Surely she wouldn't do that. She's a sensible girl.
And that's what I thought. But if you'd seen them together last week...
Are you sure there haven't been any messages from him?
I'm quite sure.
Can you check?
I have checked. Mrs. Bellamy, I understand you're worried. I know what it's like.
I doubt that.
But I do, actually. And my advice would be to check with his friends first.
How can I? It would be so humiliating.
You could think of an excuse. It is the most likely place for him to be.
I want you to check the hospitals.
Oh, Mrs. Bellamy.
The way he rides that motorbike, anything might have happened.
I'm sure we'd have heard. No news is good news.
Linda, I've just been on the phone to Martina and... Oh, Lillian, are you all right?
Tell her to check the hospitals.
Aren't you feeling well? What's the matter?
Oh, not for me, for Scott.
What's happened to him? Has he come off that bike of his?
We don't know. He may have.
Mr. Daniels didn't come back last night.
Oh, I see.
And Mrs. Bellamy is a little concerned.
A little? Were you listening to anything I just said? We had the most terrible row.
Oh, dear. About Brenda Tucker.
Oh, great.
Now it's all over the village.
Oh, we just happened to see them.
So did I. And then we rowed. And then he left. And there's been no message.
Maybe he needs time to think.
That's what I said.
Oh, you don't understand. We've had these rows before.
Oh, I can imagine.
But he's never walked out. Or if he has, he's come back. Or if he hasn't, he's left a message. I think we should ring the police.
Oh, now, Lillian, I'm sure there's no need to involve them.
But he might have done better things.
I'm sure he hasn't.
Oh, they won't be interested.
That's true.
Well, they should be.
He's an adult. He's only been gone overnight.
I didn't have a moment's sleep.
Well, that's the trouble. You've worn yourself out worrying.
Everything gets out of proportion.
But suppose he never comes back?
Oh, let's not suppose anything. You go to your room, have a little lie down.
And if there's still no news after you've rested, I could start phoning his friends for you.
Would you?
Of course.
I'm tired. I just can't think straight.
You'll feel better after a nap. Do you want me to come with you?
No, I'm better alone. You will call me if there's any news.
Of course. Oh, poor woman.
Yes. You handled that very well, Linda.
I know what it's like. But thank you.
I wish I could say the same about you and Martina.
I was on the phone to her for hours yesterday afternoon.
So I gather. Just been speaking to her myself.
Well, did she have some complaint?
No, but I do. What's all this about her interviewing you about your feng shui?
Well, I just happened to mention
it,
and she was very interested. What's the problem?
It's not the image of Grey Gables I want.
But when I tried it out
It was a disaster. I don't want people getting the impression that we're some kind of New Age therapy centre.
But Mr. Woolley...
So let's hear no more about it.
Well, I presume this rules out Jean-Paul too.
Why?
He's not the image you want, not the mood he's in.
Oh, he's always in a mood, and it goes with the image. A real French chef.
Speaking French.
That's the idea.
Yes, well, he's mortally offended.
What?
He thinks you think he can't speak English properly.
Oh, I thought it would be fun. They could subtitle him.
Huh, I think you'll find that's very expensive.
We just have to talk him round.
You sure that's a good idea? Have you heard him when he's cooking?
Not recently.
His language is terrible.
French or English?
Both, usually.
Well, maybe we could just get him to swear in French.
Oh, please.
Why? Any messages for me?
Oh, the prodigal returns.
Sorry?
You certainly should be, young man. Lillian's been out of her mind with worry over you.
Has she?
And there have been messages, actually. Quite a few. From Brenda Tucker.
Really? What it is to be wanted, eh?
Ah, at last.
Hi.
Ah, just in time.
You've been busy.
Well, not much more I could do. Did you get the New Times?
Yep. Here they are.
Oh, great. I've just managed to shift the last bolt.
Looks like it's been quite a job.
Oh, it's taken me the best part of the morning.
Won't take so long to get them back on, though.
Nope. I'll be able to get stuck in tomorrow.
Not just with that. I met Oliver Sterling at the co-op.
Oh, yeah? What was he after?
You'll never guess. A part for an old Jones baler.
A small baler? You mean he's got one?
Yeah, he used up his last place.
Well, I hope you asked him if he might fancy lending it out?
Of course I did. He said just to let him know when we want it. He wants to overhaul it first.
Oh, right. Well, that's no problem. We shan't be needing it till next week anyway. Great.
Very neighbourly of him.
Yeah, it's a weight off my mind, too. Didn't know what we were going to do with that Eddie and his baler.
Small bales are so useful.
You've certainly been using a lot of them recently.
Exactly. Well, I'll just go and dump this lot.
I'll come and help you in a minute.
Thanks. Then I'll be able to give you a hand, David.
That would be great, love. Did you get my card?
Yes. I want to see it.
Well, can you just show it to me, because my hands are all greasy.
Right. There we are.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Mum.
That's all right.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually. That couldn't have been better if she'd chosen it herself.
No.
I suppose you didn't see anything she might like for a present, did you?
Not really.
I ordered those books she wanted, but I'd really like to come up with something, you know, a bit more special.
There didn't seem to be anything in particular that took her fancy.
No. I have had one idea, but it would mean you and Dad doing me a big favour.
Sure we will if we can. What is it?
Well, I wondered if it would be all right with you.
Is that you, Jack? Come in.
I don't know. I'll leave you for one night and you're expecting other men already.
Scott, you've come back.
If you'll have me back.
But you said
I said a lot of things I didn't mean. We both did. Am I forgiven?
I've been so worried. Oh.
I'm sorry. It'll never happen again, I promise.
What you've put me through.
I know. But I was so scared. I thought I'd really blown it this time. I didn't dare come back.
Where did you go?
Oh, around.
You weren't with...
Brenda? No, I wasn't. Sweetheart, I want to explain.
Maybe that's not such a good idea. You're back, and
no,
that's all
I don't want any more misunderstandings between us. She meant nothing to me.
Well, then why were
I felt neglected. I know that's no excuse, but it was as if you didn't want me in your real life. I was just a plaything.
Oh, you couldn't think that.
I did. I was at a loose end. Brenda came along.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I could have. I knew she had a crush on me. I shouldn't have encouraged it.
But she was young and beautiful.
Oh, darling, stop. Do you seriously think I'd want to be with some silly little girl when I know what it's like to be with a real woman?
A real old woman.
Mature. Like a fine wine. And that's what I need.
Yes.
Being so shallow and immature myself. I was flattered by Brenda, but I got bored with her so quickly.
And you didn't look very bored yesterday.
What you saw was me breaking it off.
Was it?
Why else were we in a car park? That was goodbye.
Quite a long goodbye.
I felt guilty. I should never have taken up with her in the first place.
No, you shouldn't.
And I wouldn't have, if I hadn't got myself into such a state about you. But it taught me one thing.
Not to say goodbye in car park?
No other woman can hold a candle to you, Lillian. You're the only one for me. And if I can't have you...
Oh, of course you can have me, you silly, silly boy. Oh,
thank God for that.
Oh, just please, please don't do it again, that's all.
I've learned my lesson. I'm nothing without you. You know me better than I know myself.
Is that a good thing?
What would I do without you?
You never need to find out.
We never had our lunch, did we? Why don't you go and soak in a lovely bubbly bath? Make yourself more beautiful than you are already, if that's possible.
Oh,
and we'll make up for lost time.
Oh, it sounds heavenly. And then, after lunch, perhaps, a little siesta.
You read my mind.
Oh, I wish I could. You do mean it, don't you?
I love you. I want to be with you, and you alone, always. I mean it.
Thursday afternoon, and Bert Fry's not happy.
You heard what all the other callers said. Well, that's probably as far as we need to go.
He wants a word with you.
Yeah, I will. OK, bye, Bert.
Is that Bert Fry?
Yes, making his usual call.
Oh, at least you didn't put him on the air. I suppose that's something.
You know he's banned.
So what's he bellyaching on about now?
He wants you to apologise for the things he said about Frieda.
Well, how many more apologies does he want?
Well, at least one more. And he wants you to say the John Breyer story was nothing to do with him.
Oh, does he?
Well, it seems quite reasonable.
Reasonable? There ain't no pleasing him. First he's mad because I say it ain't his story, now he's mad because I says it is.
Yes, but since neither statement's true...
Oh, well, if you're going to split hairs...
I told him so many people had rung in to say they'd heard you tell that story before, it hardly needed saying.
Yeah, and well, I got a bone to pick with you about that.
Oh, yeah?
Why'd you have to put him through?
What?
Well, it didn't make very good radio, all that moaning.
I can only work with what we've got, Joe. If everyone's complaining they've heard this story before...
Well, you think they'd be glad of the chance to hear it again?
Yeah, well, they weren't.
All of them?
More or less. Plus the usual weirdos who just don't like ghost stories.
Well, it's a good story.
Yeah, the first time you hear it. Haven't you heard how we're trailing you? Joe's Jottings. The Countryside Uncovered.
Whatever that means.
Tales like you've never heard before. You've got to come up with some original material.
Well, I'd like to see you do it week after week. All out of the goodness of me heart.
Yeah, I know.
They ain't thinking of asking me, are they?
Well, not so far as I know. But I'd advise you to come up with something pretty special for next week's show.
If it's more Rangers...
I'll tell them the phone-in's over. Radio Borsetshire, Brent Tucker speaking. Scott!
Silence! Oi, Fallon!
Ned! What are you doing here? Don't tell me you've been in to take an exam.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no chance. Oh, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, aren't I the lucky one?
What took you so long?
You've been revising. Well, it's quieter here than at home. Anyway, I didn't ask you to stick around.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I didn't. Don't tell me you came in special.
I've been hanging around with Jazza, but well, seeing I was in the neighbourhood, I thought I'd give you a treat.
Oh, my lucky day.
You're never around.
I'm busy.
Oh, it's the bull upstairs tonight.
Yeah, I know. We'll live there.
So?
Well, so that's why I had to get this studying done. Can't hear yourself think once that starts.
So, are you coming then?
What do you think?
Is that Tom going hell for leather up the drive?
Oh, evening, Mike. Yes.
He was in a hurry.
Going out with Kirsty, I think. Running a bit late.
Did he say anything more about the veg box scheme?
Yeah, it should be starting at the beginning of next month. He's pretty keen. Thinks it'll be a goer. Well, are you interested?
Well, there was talk of me delivering some off the milk fowler. I don't know if he's gone off the idea.
Oh, well, he didn't mention it. Too busy telling me about the extra help he's got in to do the boxes.
Oh, how interesting.
Kirsty might think so.
Why? Who is it?
Well, you know that gang of casuals they bring in to help with the carrot weeding?
Yeah, might see them around.
One of them. Sam.
Friend of Kirsty's?
No, but long blonde hair, big blue eyes, and very nice.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her.
Yeah, I thought you might have done.
Couldn't believe she couldn't find anything better than weed carrots.
Tom says she's a good worker.
I bet. Here, haven't they got one of them new lazy weeders coming?
Don't know.
Well, I'm sure he mentioned it last time I saw him.
The sort you kind of lie on, face down next to whoever's helping you?
Yeah, that's the one. Very good way to get to know someone.
Evening, Dad. Hi, Neil.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hello, love. How'd the phone in go? I meant to listen to
it. Yeah, it was a bit tricky, actually. Lots of people remembered Joe had told that story before.
Yeah, I bet they did.
This the one he told at Halloween?
Yeah, that's right. There were a lot of folk up at Arkwright Hall that night.
Bert's still spitting feathers about last week.
Ah, oh, well, that's the one good thing. He's calmed down a bit.
Has he?
Yeah, he's still angry about Joe putting words into his mouth. But when he heard so many other people complaining, it cheered him up a bit.
Well, that's something.
He's still very angry about the things Joe said about Frieda, though.
It can't be very pleasant for you, love, stuck in the middle of all this.
Oh, well, you know, it's all part of the job.
Yes, well, talking of jobs, I'd better get on with shifting this lot. Don't want the pigs to start.
Oh, I'll give you a hand in a minute, Neil.
All right.
Has Neil heard any more about the hens coming?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Mum's really excited.
Yeah, I know.
Must have something to look forward to.
Are you all right, love?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
You just seemed a bit, you know, down these past few days.
No. It's just, you know, work and...
The stuff with Joe and Bert getting to you?
No, of course not.
Are they still giving you a hard time about that Borchester land business at work?
No, it isn't that.
You sure? I mean, you'd think they'd let it drop by now.
Yeah, I think they have.
I mean, anyone can make a mistake.
I know. I'm just trying to convince them I won't make another one.
Well, maybe you're trying a bit too hard.
I don't think so.
All these late nights, early mornings you've been working recently?
Oh, yeah, those.
Well, don't you think you might have been overdoing it?
Just, you know, showing willing.
Well, you know what they say. All work and no play.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a bull upstairs tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't thinking of going?
Hadn't really thought about it.
Well, why don't you? Let your hair down a bit. Apparently some of your mates there.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Can't remember the last time you said you were going out with your mates.
No.
Unless you got something else planned.
No. I've got nothing else to do at all.
Don't let my mum catch you doing that.
All right, Emma.
And you got nothing better to do?
Well, not so you'd notice.
No exams?
Please. How's work?
Good. We're going to have a falconry display.
When? Well, I'll have to come.
Yeah.
Oh, I quite fancy getting one of them myself.
You want a falcon?
Yeah. I could train it to pick off William's pheasants. Get him going.
You ain't changed.
Sorry, was I supposed to?
Hanging round with the joint master of the hunt. Thought some of his posh habits might have rubbed off on you.
He's all right. Good for a pub or two anyway. Well, usually.
Seen through you, has he?
No, there's just nothing much going on up there at the moment.
Work for people who want it. That's what my mum always says. Mind you, she ain't right about much.
Depends on the work, doesn't it? Oh, Dad's on me to give him a hand with his garden ornaments. It's boring.
Has he sold any?
Yeah, he sold two more today.
A thriving business.
Mixing concrete.
If I want to do that, I'll find a building site in Borchester and make some real money.
Why don't you?
Oh, I can't be bothered. You doing anything tonight?
Might be. Why?
Well, the upstairs is on.
No.
You going?
Might be.
What have you girls got against giving a bloke a straight answer?
You going?
Might be.
I might see you there then.
Oh, and he scores!
You wish.
I'd like to keep that bit of fence standing, Ed, if it's all the same to you.
Oh, sorry. See you later, Em.
You might.
Where are you two off then?
Well, upstairs. It's a good band on tonight.
Oh, right.
I'm not going out with him, Dad, if that's what you're thinking.
Right.
We're just mates. Get real.
Ah, well, what is it, Ed? Old John Breyer, looking for the squire.
You need to give me a heart attack.
Oh, sorry.
Creeping up on me like that.
Guilty conscience? Who are you looking for, anyway?
What makes you think I'm looking for anybody?
I've never seen anyone so jumpy.
Rubbish.
Wouldn't be Bert Fry, by any chance.
Wait, have you seen him?
No.
Good, because I ain't looking for him.
Well, he might be looking for you.
What's that got to do with you?
It's causing trouble for our Brenda, that's what.
I ain't causing her no trouble.
Can't you just kiss and make up?
Well, that's what I was trying to do. Dedicating my best story to him.
Dedicating it? You said it was his story.
Ah, well, I've been misinterpreted.
Oh, I say.
But there's no call for him to keep hounding me like this.
Well, you shouldn't have said them things about his freighter. That's what really got his go. Well,
if a man can't pay a fine woman a compliment, oh, my lord, here. Right, Tucker, can you do me a favour?
Depends what it is.
Take these drinks upstairs to our head, would you? They're all paid for.
Yeah, but...
I just remembered I need to be somewhere...
Like where? I mean, you're ready now. Oh. Evening, Bert. You looking for Joe?
I like my women all hot and sweaty.
It's a shame, Matt. Good band, weren't they?
Yeah, all right. Not as good as we're going to be.
So you say.
So I know. I wonder where Grandad is with those drinks.
He's not likely to come up here, is he? With all this racket going on.
He said he didn't mind bringing him up in the break.
Maybe they won't let him in. Maybe he's wearing a suit and tie or something.
No, that I'd like to see.
So when are we going to see this famous band of yours?
When Fallon gets her butt into gear and we can start practising again.
What?
But all this studying. It's gone right off her.
So you say.
I mean, what's the point? Don't get you nowhere.
You're telling me. All that work I put in for nothing.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know? You never did any work.
Well, where did it get you?
5 lousy GCSEs, which I didn't need anyway.
Exactly. And you got a job without them?
I did.
Right, so what's the point in wasting time when you could be earning money?
That's what I think.
You know, I reckon you could earn some more.
Do you? How?
Well, you dance. You're a great mover, aren't you? You could be a...
You watch what you say next, Ed Grundy.
No, you could be a podium dancer. At one of them big clubs.
Sure you get paid for that?
Well, you do an Ibiza.
Oh, hi, you two. Great band.
Rocking.
I've heard better.
He means his.
Oh, and when do we get to hear them?
When we can drag our singer out of her bedroom and away from her books.
Well, she's out tonight.
That is it?
Yeah, look, over there.
I thought you said you weren't coming.
Well, maybe she was playing hard to get.
In your dreams. What bloke do you go out with this full of themselves, Brenda?
Yeah, some of them.
I was hoping they might grow out of it.
Emma! It's a new forever. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Yeah, you don't get to see your mates much with your nose stuck in a book.
Well, I finished for tonight. Cool shoes, eh?
Should be. Cost me a week's wages.
Oh, yeah, really classy.
Still, she's earning. She can afford it.
You got some point.
Take that top. Where'd you get it?
Oh, well...
Oh, here we go.
You don't have to listen. Fancy a drink, Em? It's so hot in here.
Yeah, I'm a bit dry.
There's no need. Grandad's fetching us some.
Yes, but he seems to have gone via Lakey Hill.
Oh, I think I saw him leaving.
Oh, we promised.
Come on then, Emma. You can fill me in an old bar.
See you later, Ed.
No, I'll come with you.
How does Strictly Girls talk?
That's just great.
Do you want me to buy you a drink, Ed?
Nah, I'm cool.
Good.
I am. What are you looking at me like that for?
Would you take some advice from an older woman?
I'd take a lot from an older woman.
Yeah, not just you, mate.
You what?
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Can't any woman concentrate on me for more than 10 seconds?
You like both of them, don't you?
What, Fallon and Emma? I wouldn't kick them out of bed.
Yeah, well, pick one. It makes life so much easier.
Friday morning, and Phoebe has a surprise in store.
Phoebe, darling, you play on your bike for a while.
Sorry we're a bit late.
Oh, that's all right. Had a few things to organise myself this morning.
Oh, same here. Took me a bit of time to find the stuff you wanted for Phoebe, but I think it's all here.
Ooh, that's a neat little case.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's not all. There's this plastic bag with some of her toys and...
Oh, I can put that with our luggage. Fill up the spaces.
I'm sorry. There's some things for her to do on the journey, too.
Oh, good. And I'm hoping to get her a few things this morning.
Oh, so... go shopping.
Lillian's idea, really.
Mrs. Bellamy's?
I wouldn't take any of the clothes you wanted me to borrow. Honestly, Roy, you should have seen them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I've had to agree to let her buy me something. And we might get a little outfit for Phoebe while we're at it.
Well, we bought her a new dress for the christening.
I know, and it's lovely.
So I really don't think she needs much more.
Well, Lillian's got so excited about the idea. She's never had a little girl to buy clothes for.
Oh, right, I see.
And it would be nice to see some of her money put to good use for a change.
She'll be paying.
Oh, yes. It was her idea. And she is Phoebe's great aunt.
Yeah, I suppose she is.
And in the great tradition, didn't you have an eccentric great aunt?
No, I don't think so.
We did. My father's Aunt Laura. Oh, she was quite something. Actually, Lillian's a bit like her now I come to think about it. Oh, still, I'm sure you've got better things to do this morning than listen to me rambling on.
No, I'm not working. I'm on a late shift. That means Hayley will pick Phoebe up.
Oh, fine. And what do the staff think about this docu-soap? I know Jack's keen.
But... Oh, well, it varies.
Well, he's having a bit of trouble with Jean-Paul.
Yeah, he says Mr. Woolley has no understanding of what it is to be a Frenchman abroad.
That's probably true.
Yeah, and that the English had no respect for his art, and he wasn't going to pander to their idea of stereotypical French chef just to amuse him.
What, a bit late for that.
Yeah, well, and that's just what he said in English.
That's right, Lily, love. You play nicely now. Good girl.
She's very lively, isn't she?
That's a nice way to put it. No doubt who's the dominant one in that pair.
Probably doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, no, bless him. Anyway, they should be quiet for, about 3 minutes, so we can have a chat.
Right, I've got the photos developed, the ones I took of Phoebe the other week.
Ooh, when we took her to the playground.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Oh, let's see.
I've brought them along, so take the moment to show Roy.
Yeah, thanks, I will. Let's have a quick look. Oh, will you look at her? Isn't she beautiful? Oh, Roy, I love that one.
I think she's really photogenic. Lovely eyes.
Oh, no. Hey, anyway, how are you? Hardly seen you to talk to you for ages.
Yeah, I'm okay. I could do with some more brownie points at work, though.
Oh, hasn't all that blown over yet?
Well, it's better. Wayne's fine now, but they're keeping an eye on me.
They're not the only ones.
Aren't they?
I was at the mosaic ceremony last week. Becky and Pip asked me to come.
Oh, I didn't see you. Everybody seems to have been there.
Like my gran used to say, love and a cough can't be hidden.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? Is it just a fling?
No. I wouldn't behave like that if... I've just never felt like this before.
No?
All that stuff about being swept off your feet, I thought that was just a myth.
Well, he is gorgeous. But Brenda, love...
I know, he's with someone, but that isn't what it looks like.
No?
Honestly, he was trying to find the right time to tell her, and then she found us together.
Ooh.
I thought I was going to die, and then I didn't hear from him for 2 days. It was awful.
Oh, sure. Maybe it was for the best?
No, he rang yesterday and we're meeting this lunchtime.
He's finished with Lillian?
Not exactly.
How exactly?
He wants to let her down gently.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
They've been together for ages. She's been very kind to him.
I'm sure she has.
He can't just dump her. I mean, what would you think of a man who treated a woman like that?
Not much. Don't you think...
He's so thoughtful. I've never met anyone like him. I'm just so... Don't I think what?
Nothing. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Don't go too far, Phoebe, darling. Honestly, Lillian, you shouldn't encourage her. You've bought her so much already.
I like to see her smile. Anyway, I feel generous today.
Yes, I've noticed. What a good mood. Quite a change from last week.
Well, Scott and I made up.
I thought you might have done.
And then we broke up and then we made up again.
Yes. Don't know how you stand the pace.
Keeps me young.
So you
actually broke up, did you?
For 24 hours.
Oh, as long as that.
Oh, it's about average.
And it's happened before?
Oh, yes. Some young floozy throws herself a Scot. He's too soft to resist, you know.
And you don't mind?
Well, then he comes back to me. So why should I mind?
Well,
I'll give you a tip, Jenny. If you love something, just let it go.
Thank you. And that's what you're doing today, is it?
Well, I've got to keep myself occupied. Scott's off planning something very special for my birthday.
Well, that's not till next month.
Like I said, very special. Will you be back by then?
Yes, you know we're only going for a fortnight.
Oh, Jenny, darling, I don't know why you're not staying longer. I would.
Well, I'd love to spend more time with Kate and Nolly, but Brian's got to get back to the farm.
Oh, such a tie. I don't know why you just don't sail up.
Roy and Haley wouldn't like Phoebe to be away that long. Where is she?
Oh, she's fine. Oh, look, Jenny, she's trying on hats now.
Oh, isn't she sweet? Oh, Kate's going to be so happy to see you.
Oh, yes. You know, if I was her, I wouldn't let you bring her back.
How's it going?
Oh, hi. Fine. Oh, I'm just taking a bit of a break.
I bet you needed one. Hard work dragging you to the board.
It's keeping up. The speed they can work at.
Yeah. You sure you're okay? Do you want me to take over?
No, I'm fine. It's a good workout for me.
You sure?
Yep. You carry on with the mowing. Is the hay bob ready?
Yeah, no problems there. New tines all fitted.
So we should be okay to start baling on Sunday.
Should do. I'll get back to it when I've had a coffee. What about the shearers?
Mm, they're okay. They've got their own stuff.
Yeah, they could probably do with a breather.
You want to get off early if they can. We've got quite a way to travel to the next farm.
Well, I'll bring them a few beers out. It's thirsty work.
So you reckon he's taking her for a ride, do you?
Yeah, well, he's got the bike for it, hasn't he? Yeah, of course he is.
Did you try and talk some sense into her?
Oh, well, I was going to, but she wouldn't have listened. She's besotted, poor thing.
He can't really want to be with Lillian. She's so old.
And she's so rich.
But it's ridiculous. If they got married, he'd be Phoebe's step-great-uncle.
I'm not so keen on all this great-aunt stuff.
Yeah, it is a bit odd.
You don't think it's a cover, do you?
How do you mean?
Well, Phoebe didn't need any more clothes. Unless...
What?
Well, unless they're planning to take her for longer than they're saying.
No, Jennifer wouldn't do that.
Are you sure?
Well, I think I am. Although...
Yes?
I know what you mean about this great-aunt stuff. Like she's more of an Aldridge than a Tucker.
Who belongs with her mother.
Don't you think we should let her go?
I don't know. She's looking forward to it so much. I'm probably just being paranoid.
But Jennifer wouldn't want her to stay in South Africa, would she? But then she wouldn't see Phoebe either.
I know, and it isn't Jennifer I don't trust.
And Kate did promise me.
I know. I just wish one of us was going, that's all.
Well, great minds think alike.
Hello,
hi,
Jennifer.
Hi. Where's Phoebs?
Oh, over there on the roundabout, look, with Lillian.
Oh, yeah.
I told her she was well over the age limit for a children's playground, but there was no stopping her.
Oh.
Yeah, she certainly seems to be enjoying herself. I might just go over.
Yeah, you do that, love.
Well, you probably could do with being supervised by a responsible adult.
Okay, yeah. Phoebe! You having fun, sweetheart?
Freddy's nearly asleep.
Oh, yes. Bless him.
So did Mrs. Bellamy buy much for Phoebe?
Not as much as she wanted to. And people think I'm a shopaholic.
Well, she's not going to need that much, not just for a fortnight.
Well, we are going to be doing quite a lot of different things. We've got the christening, the safari, the beach holiday.
Quite a lot to pack into in such a short time.
Yes, we'll manage. And I won't let Phoebe get overtired.
Jennifer, I have to ask you something.
Yes?
I can't spend 2 weeks worried sick. You are going to bring Phoebe back, aren't you?
What? Yes, of course I am. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to ask.
Oh, you should have said something sooner. I'd no idea you... And has Roy been worried too?
Well, not as much as me, but Jennifer, it is not you we don't trust. Kate can be so...
Look, I would never do it. And if Kate ever wants to vary the custody arrangements, she'd have to go through the proper channels.
Mm.
Calm you daft old thing! You feel much better with all that wool off.
How's it going?
Come on, you... Get in there.
Where are they?
Lunch break.
All right.
I'm getting the next batch ready.
draw these swords.
Hey, do you need a hand?
One last shove. Oh, it's all this rock. It's making her heavy.
Come on, then.
Great, thanks.
She was quite awake. You must be pretty fit.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Back to your old strength.
Hope so.
There you are. Wrestling sheep to the shearing board.
Well, not quite.
All your old jobs.
It's so good not to have to think twice.
Well, it's good to see you too. You've made such progress, it's impossible at this time last year.
I know. I wasn't even sure I was going to be around for this birthday.
Yeah, you are. And many, many more.
That's nice. But save something for tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
David, what have you got planned?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, I know that gleam in your eye.
It's a surprise.
Not a surprise party.
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise if I told you, would it?
You'll have to tell me now, otherwise I'll be expecting one, then I'll be disappointed if that isn't the surprise.
Oh, all right. It's not a surprise party, and it's not an actual present. In fact, it's not happening tomorrow at all.
So that's what it isn't. What is it?
What do you say to us taking that holiday in Scarborough, the one we should have gone on last year?
Oh, I'd love to. But when?
Beginning of next month.
But what about the work?
Haymaking's over, harvest's not started, it's a good time. Mum and Dad have said they'll cope. Dad'll do the milking.
Oh, if they're sure they could manage, I'd love it.
Oh, well, that's good, because I've already booked the hotel.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Jeannie Hall-Kenny and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.